and God's blessings. First of all, I ask God Almighty to accept our fasting and works and worship during these days and nights of this divine blessed month. And I ask God Almighty to help this nation and give us blessings and greatness, God willing. Brothers and sisters, salam alaykum to all of you and God's blessings once again. I welcome you today on this night, on Jerusalem Day, as we perform our duty, one of our political duties that is upon us and about which we will be asked on the Day of Resurrection. On the Day of Judgment, God will ask us and we should be ready with our answer. Imam Khomeini called for this day on the final Friday of Ramadan every year.
وعقائدية وإيمانية وسياسية وجهادية مميزة.
And makes this a special day in terms of our politics and jihad and our doctrine.
بأن الإمام الخميني ومنذ بداية حركته السياسية الجهادية
from the beginning of his political career and concern with public affairs and the nation, struggled for the Palestinian cause and made it an issue on all occasions and forums. Even at the end of the 1950s and beginning of 1960s, when he became a religious and political authority, he discussed the Palestinian issue in his speeches and books. And it was one of the most important issues forming the basis of the struggle with the regime of the Shah, and especially the Shah's position on Israel and Iran's alliance with Israel at the time. And Imam Khomeini considered this one of the worst things carried out by the Shah of Iran's regime against Islam. And when the armed Palestinian resistance began, Imam Khomeini supported this politically and financially, and allocated money toward this end. When he allowed the payment of alms for this kind of effort, after the victory, Imam Khomeini cut relations with Israel, and our commitment to Jerusalem and the Palestinian people has become a religious, fixed religious and political duty. In the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Iranian people,
and
Imam Khomeini follows this policy as well and expresses this policy.
رئيس الجمهورية الإسلامية في إيران
as well as the president
أحمدينجاد قبل خطبة
أحمدينجاد
بالرغم من كل الضغوط التي تتعرض لها الجمهورية
despite all of the pressures faced by the Islamic by the Islamic Republic because of this commitment.
إعلان الإمام الخميني قدس
الإمام خميني's announcement of Jerusalem Day
لا يأتي في سياق حركة
comes in the context of a long-term movement and religious and political commitment to this holy issue and is not a seasonal or transitory or exceptional position in which the Imam tried to
وكل أولئك الذين يواصلون نهجه ودربه وطريقه في إيران وفي كل أنحاء العالم. أما يوم القدس.
As for Jerusalem Day.
أراد الإمام هذا اليوم.
Imam Khomeini wanted, at the minimum, wanted to see this day as a remembrance, as a in order to remind the entire Islamic nation of this issue and that the occupation of Palestine and the fall of Jerusalem to the Zionists should be considered among the worst tribulations and misfortunes to have befallen this nation and its repercussions are continuing in terms of killing and martyrs and orphans and detainees and prisoners over a period of decades. On this day, we also remember Jerusalem, the holy city, the Qibla, the first Qibla of Muslims.
وآلام شعب وتضحيات شعب اليوم أيها الإخوة والأخوات من المؤسف له أن معاناة الشعب الفلسطيني أصبحت خبراً عادياً في العالم العربي والإسلامي
the tribulations of the Palestinians have become
الذي يدعي أنه عالم متحضر
normal daily occurrence for the world
ثانوياً أو متأخراً
a secondary
الأخبار.
Item on the news.
من العادي أن يقتل في كل يوم عشرة أو عشرين أو ثلاثون
for 10 or 20 Palestinians to be killed every day.
أن يزج من عشرات يومياً في السجون.
Along with many in prison.
معتقل وأسير فلسطيني.
Thousands of detainees. And along with the Lebanese, Egyptian, and Syrian detainees. All of this is a ordinary type of item.
وتتحطم عظامهم دبابات الصهاينة
when Palestinians are killed and crushed by tanks. This is just an ordinary news item. When thousands of Palestinians are held up at this or that crossing point, where sick people and old people are present, this is an ordinary news item. Today we remember these pains, the displacement, the hunger and thirst and killing and continuing pains. Today on Jerusalem Day, we remember this people the closest to Jerusalem who have been forgotten. And unfortunately, our Islamic nation lives with this. Today we meet to confirm the political facts of our age.
And
we are not talking about things that happened centuries ago, but only decades ago. Our fathers and grandfathers remember this very well, and they tell us about it. And their experience since the beginning of the Israeli occupation. in the heart of every Arab and Muslim and every free person. We will talk about the truth of Palestine, the historical truth of historical Palestine, from the sea to the river, and the truth that says that the state of Israel is a usurping entity.